We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You mean to tell me that Mahatma Gandhi can't shred a cover too? It's ESPN Upstate, ESPNUpstate.com, Radio.com app. Willie P. and Diesel here with you. We had a very vibrant discussion going into the top of the last hour. We'll reopen the phones again at 844-GSP-ESPN. If you did not have a chance to get in, we encourage you to do so here right now. The big, I guess, hubbub was either my comments about whether or not Mike Krzyzewski should have the particular frame of mind to have the name, image, and likeness debate be a part of his platform, or whether or not he has responsibility or he bears responsibility in that name.
You're just saying, Coach K, do something.
Yes.
Either way, don't pass make a statement.
Buck. Don't pass the buck.
Pick a side. Don't say, oh, well, I just do what they tell me to do.
Well, he did say today that he supports this and that they've been behind on these types of issues before. And Brian called in, or it wasn't Brian, it was somebody else. Forget the gentleman's name.
Sorry, sir. We're losing your name off the top. We've had like nine calls.
Yeah, we had somebody who it was Brian. It was somebody else named Brian. It was a different Brian than one we got. He said Brian and others might have less issues about this if golf and tennis would be involved instead of basketball and football.
Golf and tennis can be involved in this.
Well, I was just saying they should be. And again, this is about everything. Chris has tweeted us at ESPN Upstate. Brian is spot on. Any idiot who thinks that paying college kids is a good idea is well an idiot. Guilty as charged, number one. But the fact is, the number needs to be greater than zero. This is money that should have been there.
Well, the state senator kids that we had on, Marlon Kempson, that we had on about 2 weeks ago, made a very good statement or plan for how this could look. Cap the amount. If you're afraid of a donor at Texas A&M throwing $200,000 at a college kid and giving him a car, cap the amount that they can make over the course of their college career. He said $25,000. I think $25,000 is still a little bit too much, but cap it. Decide, all right, this is your maximum earning potential while you're in school, because yes, you are still receiving a top quality education. Should you squander that opportunity, that's on you. But we're capping what you can make.
844-GSP-ESPN is a phone number. Tony has been holding, and Tony, you're on ESPN Upstate.
Hey, guys. First of all, obviously, it's a hot topic. Good show. And that was probably the best non-sports-related story you've had at maybe ever. That was hilarious.
Appreciate it, man.
But I definitely agree that it's not necessarily about Coach K. It's about receiving a scholarship is almost like signing a contract. Because a good friend of mine's son just signed a full ride with Furman, and I read the scholarship. It reads just like a contract. Yeah, congratulations, you are awarded a full scholarship at Furman University, books, room and board, food, for a total of $242,000. That's $250,000 that for 4 years he doesn't have to worry about anything school related. Now, on the other hand, obviously, people are crazy if they don't think that donors or other people are paying players anyway. The NCAA wants you to think that it's not as prevalent as the SMU death penalty back in the 80s or any sanction handed down to a school for paying a kid. Let me tell you a story real quick, and I would hate the name drop, but it's a coordinator at either Clemson or South Carolina. I'll put it at that. And he was a coordinator at the a recruiting coordinator at the time this conversation took place. He was meeting with a big time donor in Spartanburg. He was on his way back from South Point High School, and he had just left Jadeveon Clowney's one of his practices his senior year. And this coach, who's a coordinator now for one of the two biggest schools in the state, was eating lunch with us, and he said, I just saw the best high school athlete I've ever seen in my life. His name's Jadeveon Clowney. And the donor who was sitting with me, I was rather quiet, to be honest, and he said, do you think we can get him? And the words, first words out of his mouth was, we can't afford him. He said, we cannot afford it. And at the time, he thought Alabama would be the team that got him, but somehow South Carolina miraculously landed Jadeveon Clowney. So I do agree that a scholarship is kind of like a contract. It's money that's set aside for you to get your degree in whatever you choose it to be in. But I also agree that people getting money, players getting money, especially high-end players, is prevalent. So I hope I hit on one of the marks you guys were talking about, because I know that getting money is prevalent in big-time Division I football. I'll let you guys go, but I hope I hit something there.
That was a very, very good call, Tony.
And, Tony, who decides that, or who says that a Furman education is a $250,000 education? They do. We all know that
it's the value is set by them.
The value is whatever they say it is. I mean, we know that the price of college tuition and all of the above, all the associated costs of going to college has skyrocketed over the past 25 years. So, you know, you can split hairs about a dollar amount, and I realize I'm being a little bit flippant here, but it's only a $250,000 education because they say it is. It you could argue, okay, it's really like a $40,000 education.
And again, we'd go back to the whole thing about what they restrict the majors and things of that nature. You're not sending them there to be Rhodes Scholars.
Right.
I tell the story about my friend who went to Arizona State who wanted to go on a swimming scholarship. They wouldn't let him be an engineer or an architect. He wanted to be one of those two. They wouldn't let him be either. So he had to change his major right off the bat from what he had enrolled classes in.
Well, it's really hard to graduate college and go get a job in general studies. It's really hard to graduate college and go get a job in general communications. That's that's a very vague degree program.
I will give you. I'm gonna sound very, very insensitive here. I'm gonna warn you here. This text from the 864, is there or will there be a cap on what a scholarship music student can make by leveraging their talent? This has been unfair for a long, long time. With all due respect, and read my lips when I say this out loud, the next time that your music student sells out Death Valley, we can worry about your name, image, and likeness. John is calling 844-GSP-ESPN is a phone number, and John, you're on ESPN Upstate.
Guys, how you doing tonight?
What's up,
doing
John?
Great.
So my daughter's a music student on a full scholarship, ironically.
Ah.
So she does make money off her skills and talents.
Sure.
And I do think that players should be able to, but we do have to cap it. It will be abused. It will be abused if we don't cap it. I was glad to hear you guys say you're for the cap it.
Absolutely. And I also believe, John, that if you go above that cap, there should be prohibitive consequences for doing so, i.e. your business is no longer allowed to be part of the businesses that are approved for use of this particular nature, and the agent must be disbarred from representing athletes.
Yep.
And punishments for the school as well, so that they have a vested interest in making sure that this all stays above board as well.
They should. At least above board as we can do it. And, mm-hmm. Football and basketball are money makers. That's where we got to pay attention, because it's going to happen, and we just need to keep an eye on it. The only other comment I had is, these guys are at college, and maybe they would or wouldn't have gone if it wasn't for sports, but they are given a great opportunity. And it's really a shame that they don't take advantage of it and try to do the best they can academically, because most of them aren't going to the pros. And the school's given them two fantastic opportunities. One, play college ball, and two, get an education. And they should take advantage of it.
But they don't play it for free.
And it's also true that a lot of these guys are only in college because of their athletic aptitude. They're not in college because of their academic aptitude. Some of these guys – And to quote Will here, at the risk of sounding insensitive, some of these guys are dumb as a bag of rocks, but they can play football real good. So that's why they're there.
You think that if you hand somebody a degree from USC in hotel and restaurant management, that that's going to completely transform their ability to make money in the workforce? Again, I hate to keep bringing up Josh Belk because I don't want to impugn the young man. But he was given the opportunity to stay at USC and get his degree on a medical hardship waiver. His scholarship would have stayed in full. But he said, that college degree, to me, is not worth the paper it's printed on. And it's not, it wasn't necessarily something that's an insult to USC. He just knew the best way that he could make money for his family was by driving a truck, doing other things, working in his father's shop. That is how he felt like he could best make money. Not by anything he could be doing, by going and finishing off his 2.5 remaining years at USC.
The callers here and the people that I've read online and heard speaking about this almost entirely focus on football and basketball. Yes, college football and college basketball are the two biggest money makers when it comes to college athletics. That does not mean, however, that other sports don't have sizable industries around them. There is a huge women's tennis industry. There is a huge golf industry. There will be opportunities, albeit fewer of them because they are not in as high demand as football players are. However, there are still or will be opportunities for star tennis athletes, for star swimmers, for star golfers to go make a little bit of money on the side. Is it going to be the same amount? No. But are they going to have opportunities? Yes, because are you telling me that in Boone, North Carolina, the Echota Golf Course might not want a star golfer to come out there and be at their event? Why? Because it's relevant to them.
You're not even grasping the same part of the issue that it's there for the tennis, golf, and swimmers. They're not on full rides.
Correct. I mean, a baseball player is on what's the maximum baseball player can be on? Like a 60% scholarship, something like that. They're paying money to go play college baseball. That's what it's there for.
You mean to tell me that these players can't get paid for working a camp? You mean to tell me that they can't get paid for working a camp inside their school or hold a hitting clinic in their hometown?
Or
give lessons?
Back to the proposal from Marlon Kempson. He says he doesn't want them to have access to this money until they graduate and complete a financial literacy course.
It's fine.
So if your fear is that all of a sudden we're going to have rich football players riding around, well, that's debunked by this particular proposal. Now, California has it being sort of a free-for-all where you can go make whatever you want as much as you can. People don't realize that that's not what the final final law or final rules could and would actually look like. The whole purpose is for them to make a splash, for them to force the NCAA to the table.
It's a catalyst.
It's exactly. It's to get 10 or 15 other states and federal lawmakers to propose similar legislature to force the NCAA to come to the table and have a conversation. It's up to the NCAA to make a measured offer. Make a counter offer. Make the counter offer that you can only make $10,000 over the course of your college career.
I'm open for anything involving whether it's a cap, whether it's not getting the money, but having it put in a trust, making everything equal across the board. I'm open for the marketplace of ideas on this issue. What I'm not open for is people who continue to be insensitive and say that they'll deserve a lick. That is not the answer. That is not the answer here.
I don't understand
you are living in a fantasy world if you think that the college degree that goes to the student athletes at universities of major college athletics, you think that college degree is the same degree that you get? No, it is not.
I have a hard time dealing with the people who claim to love and support these athletes on individual levels, because they all have names on the back of their jerseys, people. If they didn't have names or numbers on the back of their jerseys and you couldn't see their faces, I'd say, okay, fine. But you can't say that you love these players.
You glorify.
And that you love this school and that you love this program and at the same time say they deserve to be broke.
You glorify them like kings and queens, yet you treat them like pawns. Whoa. We've been a little existential today on the show. little too much. I think it's a good note to end on. 844-GSP-ESPN is the phone number. Text line 71307. I'm in a good mood today. I feel very, very good today. I hope our next caller slash guest picks up, because he heard the smashing takedown of Baker Mayfield earlier in the show, and noted Browns fan Colin Taylor has an appointment with us to talk a little Gamecock football. I just hope that he's on the other line when we call his number. That's next at the CNC Tuesday. Willie P and Diesel, it is ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is our pleasure. It is a CNC Tuesday, after all. It would not be a CNC Tuesday without our good friend Colin Taylor of Gamecock Central, who joins us here on ESPN Upstate to go over the Gamecocks and what we heard from Will Muschamp on a Talking Tuesday. What's up, CT? How are you, bud?
I listened to your earlier segment, so yeah, I'm doing all right.
Are you recovered? You recovered from the body bagness that that we did for Mr. Baker?
You know, I turned the game off last night about halfway through the third quarter, so I didn't get to witness the full meltdown, but I'm all right. Yeah, I'm better now.
I'm just saying, man, your boy doesn't do himself any favors.
No, he doesn't. But that's why we love him so much.
Uh-huh. You enjoy that. South Carolina goes into a very, very tough spot against Georgia. There's no two ways about it. What, if anything, have you been able to surmise at how similar the game plan will look this week against Georgia like it did against Alabama? Because South Carolina basically pulled out every trick in the book, and quite honestly, I almost feel like they were haphazard with them.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to see something similar to Alabama this year and then Georgia from 2 years ago, where you kind of, South Carolina tries to throw the kitchen sink at them, try to get a few defensive stops here and there, and then, you know, hope that they're in the game in the fourth quarter, and if they are, then things may change. So I think you see a lot more aggressive fake field goals, fake punts, if that comes to it. So, yeah, Will Muschamp's kind of proven that in his time at South Carolina, he gets a little bit more aggressive, a little bit more, I don't know if haphazard is the right word I would use, but flippant with the football and his decision-making compared to what he is normally.
Where does Georgia's talent, in your mind, compare with the rest of the SEC?
If it's not first, it's pretty darn close to first behind Alabama. In terms of depth, I think they're the best team in the SEC. They got like three or four running backs that would start on any team in the country. So, yeah, South Carolina's got their hands full with pretty much every spot on that Georgia team.
I'm glad that you said that, because that's kind of where I feel like they are. And quite honestly, not to completely look ahead to where Florida is, because, of course, these two are going to play each other next week, South Carolina and Florida. But how much of the gap do you think Florida has closed with Georgia?
I don't know if there's a gap that you close with that. I still think Florida's not nowhere close to where Georgia is right now. I think Georgia leaps and bounds above everybody in the SEC outside of Alabama. So Georgia's by far, I think, the better team than what Florida is right now.
What is the route to victory against Georgia for South Carolina?
Force a lot of turnovers, score early, kind of get Georgia out of their game a little bit, score early, force some turnovers, and then if, you know, kind of hold on for dear life near at the end, if you're up late, because if that's happening, then Kirby's probably going to start throwing the kitchen sink at you at that point. So get up early, kind of force them to make some mistakes, and then hope for the best near the end.
Colin Taylor, Gamecock Central, joining us here on ESPN Upstate, ESPNUpstate.com, and the Radio.com app. It seems to me like Will Muschamp, in perusing his comments from earlier today, doesn't seem like they can be content to be as run heavy as they were against Kentucky and survive, at least in the games against teams that they step up in class like Georgia. They're going to need to find some balance and do so in a hurry. How adept do you think they are at finding that kind of balance?
I think that they've shown flashes. I mean, you look at Ryan Helinski against Alabama, shows that he can pass the ball. And that's the thing about good teams, is they're usually really – they're good teams because they can take away your best option. So with Georgia, they're going to take away your Rico Dowlers, your Tavian Feasters, and then force you to throw the ball. And Helinski, if he comes out and plays like he did against Alabama, sure. There's a chance that they can move the ball, but Georgia's going to make them throw the ball, and I think that you're going to see a game plan where it's going to be a lot of quick passes to Bryan Edwards, a lot of quick screens, kind of what they did against Kentucky, try to get him out in space, let Bryan Edwards and Shai Smith do that thing.
I know that you wrote about them having to cut down the explosive plays. They did very, very well in that department against Kentucky, albeit it was Kentucky. This is not Georgia. Do you think that there were fundamental steps forward taken by this team with the way the defense performed against the Wildcats that can transfer into this week against Georgia?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think your front seven played the best it's probably played all year. Without Javon Kinlaw really showing up on the stat sheet, DJ Wanham played well, Aaron Sterling played well, got great plays from TJ Brunson, Ernest Jones, Jamar Brown. So if they can continue that and continue and play to 50 or 60% of the capacity they did against Kentucky, it should help out a little bit, and then you have some better play in the secondary, which it has gotten better the last 2 weeks. There's progress. You've seen progress from that Alabama game until now on the defensive side of the ball, especially in the secondary. So it might not reflect the scoreboard, but I think you're going to see kind of those steps continue to be taken as you get into Georgia this week, Florida the next week, and then Tennessee.
Colin Taylor, Gamecock Central, joining us here on ESPN Upstate, ESPNUpstate.com, and the Radio.com app. I know the answer to this question isn't easy, because I know Dylan Wanham was someone they liked, and I know that Hutcherson is someone they liked, and they really felt pretty good about the starting five. But if Jalen Nichols was this good, at least this early, why wasn't he a guy who cracked the starting lineup right off the bat?
I mean, I think it's because of the fact that they have two guys that they really like at the tackle positions in Dylan Wanham and Sedarius Hutcherson, that it's kind of hard to find a spot for even a talented guy like Jalen Nichols, because there's depth there and there's two entrenched starters. So, like they've said, one man's misfortune, another man's opportunity. And I think that Jalen Nichols is going to be a starter probably next year when either Hutcherson goes back into guard or goes to the pros if he had a good year. So, they really like him a lot, and I think that he's going to have a big career at South Carolina, and you're starting to see kind of why right now.
You're not allowed to do coach speak anymore. Just be honest.
I can't be too honest with you.
I understand.
That was for the Baker Mayfield stuff.
Oh, okay. I got you. I see where you're at. Do you think the linebacking core has taken the appropriate steps forward? I know Ernest Jones has been a man, but do you think that the rest have followed him in the way that they really should have?
To a degree. I still think they lose contain a little bit too much. In terms of a running quarterback, you saw that against Missouri with Kelly Bryant. I think he had a couple runs for 20-plus yards. But T.J. Brunson has gotten a little bit better in coverage, which was kind of his downfall at times. He was a real cerebral player, but just didn't have the knack for making plays in the open field. He's gotten a little bit better at that. Sherrod Green has actually put together two or three pretty good performances. I don't know how he'll do against Georgia, but he seems to be a little bit quicker, seems to be knowing what he's doing a little bit more compared to last year. It's Ernest Jones is playing at a much higher level than I think both of those two guys, but they've shown signs that, hey, this linebacker crew has taken some steps forward. But, I think that's come probably in the coverage aspect. You see T.J. Brunson make a few plays against Kentucky. Sherrod Green's played well in coverage as well and has done some stuff in the run game. But, I still think Ernest Jones is probably that top-level linebacker that they've been looking for.
Gamecock Central's Colin Taylor joins us for his usual Tuesday spot here on ESPN Upstate, ESPNUpstate.com. It is Straight Up with Sturge with me, Willie P., alongside Diesel here on ESPN Upstate and the Radio.com app. I have a higher opinion of Jake Fromm than I think most Georgia fans do, even just from the time I've spent down in Atlanta. A lot of people seem to think that he's limited to being a game manager, which I think is folly. I do believe that South Carolina will try to put out a particular scheme that forces them to make Jake Fromm beat them. My question to you is, Colin, is there a scenario that you can envision where South Carolina has the ability to make the quarterback for Georgia beat them and contain the run?
Yeah, I think that they've shown in the last 2 weeks that they have been able to stop the run. Granted, they're probably going up against the best running backs they'll face in the SEC this year against Georgia. So, yeah, I think that if you're going to beat Georgia, you're going to have to make Jake Fromm beat you. It's easier said than done, because I probably think on the same lines as you that he's actually a pretty darn good quarterback and a first-round pick this year. So, I think if you're going to beat Georgia, it's going to be – because you stopped the run, because that's how they kind of set everything up. They talked about it today, is that they use the run to set up play action, which is why I think Jake Fromm is so good, because he gets a lot of one-on-one matchups because teams have to load the box against him. But yeah, if you're going to beat him, sure, make Jake Fromm beat you. But then again, then the next step is slowing down Jake Fromm and those wide receivers at the next step.
I'm about to say, would you say that the rush defense performance, even against Alabama, the way that they played against Alabama's rushing attack, I mean, Alabama junked the run very, very early against South Carolina, yet they also have Tua Tagovailoa and four All-American level receivers.
Yeah, I mean, the run defense has actually been one of the better ones in the SEC this year. It's taken a big step forward than what it was last year, where it was, I mean, just not good. So they've taken a few steps forward. I think that's in part because they're actually healthy this year, compared to what they were near the end of last year, where they were limping to the finish line. So that helps. And, yeah, I think that in that Alabama game, it was just Alabama had a few rushes here or there, but then all of a sudden it was, oh, the secondary's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. Let's just go out and throw for almost 500 yards of offense.
CT, last one for you, and this is a loaded one. Short of an upset win at Sanford Stadium, what needs to happen in your mind in this game to encourage you for a chance at an upset of Florida next week at Williams-Brice?
They're going to have to show signs of being able to cut down explosive plays, and they're going to need to prove that they can throw the ball. Those are the two things that have kind of been iffy the last couple weeks against Missouri and against Kentucky. So they're going to need to prove that they can cut down on those, and Holinsky's going to need to show that he can put a team on his back and move the ball down the field consistently against a really good defense.
Last one is more of a fun one, actually. How badly did I jeopardize my groomsman stature by the montage of Baker Mayfield?
Oh, I mean, it's taken a huge hit. It's one of those, like, losses to an FCS school.
Oh.
If you're a top 10, yeah, no, that was bad.
It'd be like if South Carolina lost to App State.
Or if Michigan lost to App State, whichever one. I'll bring up some painful memories.
He's also a Michigan fan, too. There you
Ouch.
Go. That's my man. I love you, though.
I can laugh at myself.
I love you, too. Appreciate it. Thanks for saying you love me, too, by the way, jerk.
You know, I can't do that on the air. Come on, you know me better than that.
I'm cutting you off. That's done. That's it. Colin Taylor's done. Appreciate Colin Taylor joining us, as he does on Tuesdays, along with Matt Connolly. That's why we call it a CNC, Colin and Connolly, or Connolly and Colin, depending on your perspective. 844-GSP-ESPN. We knew we had some other people who wanted to get involved in the name, image, and likeness debate. We'll keep that going. And also, we promised you some Muschamp and Dabo. We only had really one segment where we played anything from either of them. I want you to hear the money quote of the day from Dabo Swinney, and also what Will Muschamp had to say about the guy we talked about just now, Jalen Nichols. It comes your way next. Willie P. and Diesel, ESPN Upstate.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Calls, texts, and tweets today have been impeccable, even the ones we don't agree with. 844-GSP-ESPN. Phone number is that. Text line is 71307. Put ESPN in the body of your text. Twitter at ESPN Upstate, at Willie P Style, and at Diesel on Radio. You had something you wanted to address in the name, image, and likeness debate that was brought up by a caller who called during the break.
Yeah, he called and, sorry, sir, I don't remember your name, but he did say.
It was Jeff.
He did say that he was not in favor of non-revenue athletes, tennis players, swimmers, softball players, et cetera, being eligible to receive name, image, and likeness monies because those athletes and their sports don't bring money to the university.
Huh?
Wow. Really, guy? Really?
Is that the old Animal Farm, all animals are equal, but some are more equal than others?
Imagine a scenario here where it costs the car dealership across the street $750 to have an athlete out at your dealership. $250 goes to the athlete, $250 goes to the school, $250 goes to the NCAA. Boom, that's a revenue stream. That's what I call a revenue stream to the university, to the athlete, and to the NCAA. Now that money that goes to the university, that's now money that your athletes are bringing into the school because they hustled and got endorsements. And what if you then use that money, put it right back into the program and use that to fund scholarships for other athletes in that sport?
Here's the part of this that, again, I've never understood as the reasoning behind this whole deal. I don't necessarily think that the NCAA will allow this to happen in a way that doesn't at least hedge the money in some way toward themselves. Like, they'll take a sizable cut out of this. That's the part of it I don't like, because that's the part of it where I don't really trust the NCAA to act admirably, because I think they'll try to rig this in a way where they get more of the cut still, which I don't like.
Sure, they'll say we want half.
I don't like that. I don't like
that. It'll be Bernie Mac in that Bad Santa movie where he's trying to negotiate how much he gets, and he goes, "I want half."
I think
20%.
I think the NCAA, in its infinite lack of wisdom, doubted that there was actually an appetite for this and the ability for this to happen. Now they're finding out that there's an appetite there, and now they're trying to figure out, okay, how do we still get our cut? That's the part of it that, again.
See, I'm okay with the university and with the NCAA getting their cut because without their platform, these athletes would not be in the limelight and be in demand.
I'm not saying that I'm not okay with them getting a cut. I want it to work out in what I think is a proportionate way so that it actually is beneficial to the athlete.
What's wrong with 33%? A third goes to the athlete, a third goes to the school, a third goes to the NCAA.
I want the athlete to get half, and the NCAA and the school to split the other half. If that makes sense.
That's fine.
844-GSP-ESPN is the phone number. Clay C. goes, uh-oh, your premise got murked. What does that mean? That Clay uses some weird language, man. I think this is the guy who you were talking about. This is Jeff who's calling. And Jeff, you're on ESPN Upstate. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Good. Hey, a good conversation. I was just listening, and I just wanted to call in and let you know I disagreed with your stance. Number one, if you look at the sports, really only football brings in a lot of money, and basketball at some of the schools brings in a good bit of money. Every other sport, baseball and soccer, they can break even at schools like Clemson, but for the most part, they're costing the school money. Every other sport is costing the school a lot more money than any of those athletes are bringing them, I promise you. The second thing is baseball, you can sign pro out of high school. Basketball, now you have that option. If you're a top-tier player, you can do that as well. Football is now coming out of the league. You can do that. So to me, and I was kind of insulted by the comment that, because I'm a former college athlete, that the degree isn't the same for the college athlete as it is for the other guys. Clemson's had, you know, the shortstop last year, Davidson, he was a 4.0 student, excellent student. He had many engineers come out of there. Kyle Young is a good example. So I think ask Dabo Swinney, he walked on at Alabama. He didn't earn money. That was a great life lesson for him to actually work his way up and get a job and do all that. So I just feel like anything coming out of California, it's like raising minimum wage. It's a terrible idea. It's good intention, but when you raise minimum wage, people lose jobs because they don't want to hire as much.
Jeff, this is not this is not a partisan issue. There are Republicans and Democrats that have said positive things about this legislation. And let me ask you, so you were a college athlete. Were you at Clemson?
I was.
Okay. Did anybody – what was your major at Clemson?
Financial management. I got my MBA afterwards.
Okay, too. Okay. So you never had a particular situation where anybody involved with the team or anything restricted your major? Or did you know of that ever happening? Because I've had that happen to many people who I've known over the course of the time that I've covered athletics.
I'm not aware of that. Okay. A swimmer, maybe. I don't know. Because those guys are swimming day and night, I guess. But,
again, the guy that I talked to was an Arizona State swimmer who basically could not be an architect at a very, very big, world-renowned architecture program at Arizona State because he was swimming.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I guess the time of his swim practices and meets competed with his major.
With
I don't
his,
know.
With his
that's an interesting deal.
With his T-squareness. Appreciate the call, Jeff. Thank you so much. Again, the number has to be greater than zero. Who was that who called in?
Caller asked about the government getting their cut, and you know, we've talked about this on the show many times. Tax it.
Sure.
Tax it. It's a great lesson in finance.
I don't like when you start coming out of and blaming California for this. Because guess what? It's not just California who's proposing this.
South Carolina has proposed
this.
Actually, South Carolina was the first state to propose it.
A couple years ago,
and it didn't go through. But then the conversation kicked back up again, and it did.
But they'll say, oh, it was a Democratic state senator who opposed it. You know, them Democrats. We can't trust those Democrats now. There's a Republican congressman in Ohio, I believe it's a Republican congressman in Ohio. A guy who's a former athlete. There's one in Florida that they're proposing. There's one in New York. I want to say there's one in Texas. This is happening, folks. Either get on board. This is the other part of this that I don't like. This is happening. All right? So either get on board and figure out a way to like it and accept it, or pound salt. Kick rocks.
Find something else to do with your Saturdays.
Guess what? The people who tell me that they won't watch college football anymore because of this.
Liars!
I won't miss you. They won't miss you. Because guess what? It's like people who say they weren't going to watch the NFL when the thing happened with what's-his-name. And guess what? People still tune in to the NFL in droves.
I said that. I don't watch the NFL, but I'm okay with the fact that they don't miss me.
And here's the thing.
I'm okay with it.
Guess what? The numbers haven't dropped.
Yeah.
The numbers are the same. They're the exact same. In fact, they're greater now. So guess what? You want to know why? It has nothing to do with what's his name. It has everything to do with one thing and one thing only. The money. The money is involved with gambling. The money is involved with fantasy football, the money that's involved with all the stuff that's connected around athletics. Follow the money, people. Follow the money. It's all about the money. Why are you so offended that money that should belong to a student athlete for being able to profit off his name, image, and likeness, why is that something that is so offensive to you? Seriously, like, why does that offend you? Because you didn't get any? Because you're an athlete and didn't get any? I'm sorry. I'm sorry that the NCAA was so short-sighted with its particular way of thinking. It's like Tim Tebow when he was crying about, oh, I wanted to play for Florida because my grandfather wanted me to play for Florida. He wanted to see me win an SEC championship. Great for you, Tim Tebow. The only poverty that you've ever known is what you see when you volunteer in a third world country. But that's not something you ever experienced firsthand. A lot of these people get these opportunities because it is the only way for them to potentially earn money. And guess what? A lot of them don't get that opportunity even with that degree. Even with the opportunity to go pro. There's a reason why the XFL has pages worth of players who flamed out in the National Football League, who they're putting forth. They're going to draft 71 players a squad in the XFL draft. All because these guys are still trying to struggle and figure out a way to earn a buck playing a game that did not allow them the ability to earn money while they were in college. 71 players a squad. Yet, all those other people, guess what they're not getting? They're not getting work based on their name, image, and likeness. They're not getting work based on their college degree. They're not getting money doing anything. How many of those people do you think would be signing up for that XFL draft if they could earn more money with their college degree? That part of the discussion is ludicrous. So don't come at me with that garbage. It's not the same degree. It just isn't. 844-GSP-ESPN is the phone number. We got to none of the Dabo or Will Muschamp that I promised. I will let you hear the one Dabo quote from today because, again, it really is just impeccable. ESPN Upstate.
We always say, don't let anybody walk between your ears with their dirty feet, right? That's just, you know, do you control that? So if you got to focus on the things that you control. When you focus on the things that you don't control, those things control you, right? So let's don't focus on the things that we have zero control over. I have no control over what David and Gene write or say. I ain't worried about it. They got a job to do, respect their job. But if I'm worried about what other people say, then I'm distracted. I'm not inside out.
He also said, I'm glad that people say positive or negative things about Clemson because that means we matter. So that part of it was the most honest thing. Janelle, Alabama, Janelle, you get the last word on this.
Yes, I just think that it's crazy that we can still be arguing about this in America. It's like a capitalistic society where we're supposed to be making the most that we can make off of what we do in a day's work. I just find it hard to believe that people born in America, American citizens, generate billions of dollars worth of revenue and aren't entitled to any of the money that comes back. It's kind of ridiculous to me. I'm a contractor for ESPN. My cousin played football at Alabama. I watched him play down there for 5 years. He won 2 national championships, 3 SEC championships, and in return, he got a degree out of it. I mean, $15 million a pop for those national championships, and he just gets a degree. We were still having to give him money to buy cars and giving him.
Janelle, I wish we had time, man, but that was fantastic. Great way to end the show. We'll talk tomorrow. Also, baseball.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.